Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Streamans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Streamans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here in the Beyond the Leash podcast. My name is Eric Streamans, owner of Beyond the Leash Canine Training. Before we forget, let's remember this podcast is brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico, Big Country Raw. And if you go to the Big Country Raw website, bigcountryraw.ca and /BTL. BTL obviously stands for Beyond the Leash. You're going to get a 15% discount code of some kind. I've never figured it out because I don't need it. Yeah. They sponsor me, so I get my food. I've never actually used it. I don't know if it comes as a code, as a coupon, as a something you punch in, like those. I don't know. I
think it's coupon.
Is it a code like when you buy something and you put the code in, it knocks the 10%, the 15% off?
I'm not
sure. When you buy clothes, yeah. When you ever buy anything off the internet, you should always Google, let's say, silver jeans. Yeah. And I'm going to buy silver jeans off the website because it's the only ones that fit me. I go silver jeans code, coupon code, and it'll come up. Some of them don't work. They're expired. Yeah. But you'll find one. They're out there. So I guess this is like that. I imagine it's a code that you punch into your order. So I got Nerys back in the building.
Yep.
We did another podcast today. Sometimes we do a couple of these. But Nerys, that was her mainstay chair, I think, for like a year and a half. You were almost always, you were the Ed McMahon over there.
Yeah, I was just
it
here.
Was, you were here and you did the, but you're really good at it because you have a history in radio broadcasting a little bit.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed doing the podcast. And you, at the time, you were here a lot.
I was here a lot.
So it'd be like we'd have a class end at 1 or 11:30, and we didn't have a 1 o'clock class that Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'd be like, hey, we got 2 hours. You want to go do a couple podcasts? And you were always happy to do them. So this one. I don't know if this one. I actually was like on the fence doing this one because it's a little, I don't want to say unethical. It's a little bit controversial. Should I do this one? I think absolutely fuck I should do this one.
Yeah.
But this one might piss some people, one person off. But they've been pissing me off for about a year and a half. And I knew they were doing what they were doing. And that, what they were doing is fucking unethical.
Yeah.
So I'm coming back at you now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of things before we even get to the podcast. Dog training, we have to throw in a little bit of caveat. Dog training as an industry.
Yeah.
First off, dog training in an industry, I've got, since I started with Dave and even before that when I was dog training on my own, you know, whatever, it's probably past 25 years now. It's going on 30.
Yeah.
I've been training dogs for a long fucking time. But the industry itself, you do not, it's a totally deregulated industry.
Yeah.
And what does that mean when it's deregulated?
There's no governing
board. No governing board, no governing body. Yeah. There's no license that you must get. There's no required education at all.
Yeah.
You could literally wake up tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to, if their dogs are bad, I'm going to throw foam cups at them and hit them in the head.
Yeah.
Nobody could stop you.
Yeah.
If that's what you wanted to do and that was your methods, there's no organization that oversees you.
Yeah. All to say equestrian, horseback is the same. Horses is the exact same
thing. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No wonder she's in both. She doesn't want to get any proper education, I guess. And even my apprentices. Like, I apprenticed under Dave McMahon. I didn't need Dave McMahon. I probably wouldn't have been that good if I didn't go to David Mann.
Yeah.
I learned a lot since him as well, but he gave me my foundation. He gave me my start. And every single time, I can tell, I promise you, every apprentice that's ever started with me, Dan called me out of the blue.
Oh.
Dan wasn't a client. He just called me out of the blue, heard I take apprentices, and he wanted to know about apprenticeship.
Yeah.
I told him straight up. I told you straight up. One of the first things I say to any apprentice, even inquiring to take the apprenticeship, I say, you know, first off the hop, I got to let you know you don't need me.
Yeah.
This is not an accredited something that you have to require. you could train dogs tomorrow and nobody could stop you.
Yeah.
But that would be pretty hard to do. I don't think
it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you would. So let's talk about what's happened because it's very, very unethical. And I'm not going to use her personal name, but I'll say her business name.
Yeah.
There is a woman, a girl that got to be going on 2 years ago now.
Yeah. Like that.
She called me up. She joined my classes with a very young puppy. It was only like 4 or 5 months when she brought him in here. He's very small. Oh, yeah. He was very small. He's this big.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny little puppy. And she joined with a friend of hers, which we have a little story about her friend too. And they went through the 10-week novice class and then she ended up joining the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a pretty mainstay here. She was here a lot.
Yeah.
Probably, and I only, she was one, remember, when, you know me,
yeah.
When people join for a year and they've been the people that always come to the events, always come to the outdoor classes, I don't even say, some actually say to me, Eric, my membership's expired, man.
Yeah.
And I usually say, give it a couple months. You're always at our events. You always do our things. Yeah. So she was one of those. She always came to the events, the outdoor public, the when I do it at the malls or anything like that. I don't think she was at the pet show.
No, those two.
No, I think that was prior to her being here. She probably would have been one of the people that would have brought her dog here. So those people, I kind of let them go. I don't make them pay right away. You come to my events, you do things for us that I don't ask you to come to. So she was probably with me the 10-week novice class and then into probably a year and a half into the... She never bought it up again, but I think I cut her off 4 or 5, 6 months into being here for free.
Yeah.
Again, I do that for people. Well, it depends on the time of year.
Yeah.
Like usually if you're expiring in August, but you've been doing stuff all summer with us, I let you go to December or so. So she inquired a couple times about being an apprentice.
Yeah.
You were a full-on apprentice. You were a pretty heavy-duty apprentice too.
Yeah.
Like you... And the great thing about you is you did your apprenticeship. Even after the apprenticeship was over, you were running your own classes that we were paying for you. You used to come all the time until the pregnancy. We used to come regularly on Saturdays just because.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to learn.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. You would do a lot of private lessons. You had your own classes.
Yeah.
And you know what I liked about you? You were doing your own clients. I think you did your uncle at one point.
Yeah.
And you even came to me and approached me and said, hey, this is my client. It's not with you. Do you mind if I use the private lesson room once in a while? You came and me and okayed that.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, of course. You're here all the time. You're helping us out. Yeah. Use the private lesson room. And you even, I think you even said, I'm going to film and put it on my thing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Even my advanced classes and my novice classes, I double checked if I could film and
well even but even that that's you training you're the one training so it's okay, so this girl's with us for about a year and a half, and then I kind of on the down low heard that she's training privately I don't know not through anything she just started she was training whatever she was training some dogs even when she was here Actually, I have a story that one time a girl called me. She'd been training with her, but I guess she didn't get the results, and she wanted to come to me after.
Yeah.
And she came and met me, and her dog didn't know fuck all.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this girl's training. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care if Renata, who's been with me for a year and a half, if Bev wanted to start training, they're allowed to do that. It's a deregulated industry. They don't have to check with me. You can't train here.
Yeah.
But you could train on your own.
Yeah.
You don't need the apprenticeship to train dogs.
Yeah.
If someone that came to me as a client thought they were good enough to start training on dogs on their own just from taking my course, and they opened up a school or just did it in people's homes, all the power to you. Go ahead. Yeah. But I started hearing a lot of shit from this girl. She inquired about the apprenticeship. I think she thought it was too much for what you get. I don't know.
She also, I know one time you were calling for apprentices and she, was trying to offer herself as a trainer and you pay her. That was another thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. She was, I think I said, oh, I'm looking for apprentice. She thought I was looking to hire trainers.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you got to pay me.
Yeah.
I'm teaching you a skill that you're going to be able to make money with in the future. you have to pay me. I'm giving you what I do. That's kind of what I do. So anyway, she's on all my social media. So I'm still, and I feel bad, but I had to cut her off.
Yeah.
Because we were, I don't want to say we were friends, but we would, me, her, and Jesse would go out after our events. How many times did we go out? You wouldn't go all the time, but yeah, I think you went a couple times.
Yeah.
And you went to did you go to the wine tour?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you were at the wine tour. So these are things we do. And after the wine tour, we sat and had some drinks and drank some wine and eats food. We go to patios all the time with our dogs.
Yeah.
And she was always, it was always me, Jesse, and her. So we were kind of friends. And she didn't have a website as of yet, but she had a Instagram, and let's say the name right now, Beauty and Her Beasts.
Yeah.
So she had an Instagram. I knew that. I didn't know she had a Facebook.
Yeah, apparently.
So I started slowly noticing, like, if somebody came on the page and talked about training, she would jump in and she wouldn't say anything outright.
Yeah.
Like, call me. Oh, I've dealt with this before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the person's asking me for advice and she's jumping in on there.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird. And then what this fucking bitch doesn't understand is she started approaching my clients here.
Yeah.
While, because I guess she rented a gym once or something. She doesn't have her own school, but she rented a gym once. And these people are pretty loyal to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who. Cause I don't want her to hear that. But she started reaching out to the clients here.
Yeah.
While she was still training us with her dog, Sharky.
Yeah.
She started reaching out to the clients here saying, hey, I'm opening my own school. Why don't you come to me?
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of pissed me off. But I didn't even, I don't care because I know the people she's approaching are never going to jump ship.
No.
They're not going to. They learned all their stuff from me. Why would the fuck would they go with her when she was just a client?
Yeah.
And let's go to this. I remember I would snap her. I don't mean actually physically, but I would snap her neck if she ever, like, she used to be very combative in the class.
Oh.
Question why we do things.
Oh.
I remember one thing she said, oh, why would you do it this way? Why wouldn't you do it this way? I go, because it's my fucking school, and I think that's the best way to do it. That's why we do it that way.
She would be combative with me as well.
But and at the time, I had probably, it's not like that anymore. I'm teaching most of the classes now, but I had you. I had Steph. I had Lee. I had Dan. I had a bunch of people teaching classes.
Yeah.
And next level classes too.
Yeah.
You would teach the Thursday night classes at the time when we first started doing the advanced. Steph had Tuesday, Wednesday. Lee had hers on Sundays, and we'd throw in once in a while for Dan. We tried a couple on a Friday.
Yeah.
So she's coming to these classes.
Yeah.
And she's a client. And I know she wouldn't dare, like, she did it a couple times, but she was basically, like, she knew I would fucking eat her alive if she tried to question what I was doing or try to go against the grain. How did the other trainers like her? I thought it was going to be a fucking what do you call that when the ship
mutiny.
I thought it was going to be a mutiny.
Yeah,
you guys were all calling me, oh, giving me these horror stories. Yeah. Oh my god, she did this and she's pissing us off and she's not listening. And I don't know if it was you or Steph, but you or Steph would say she would pull people aside almost like she's the trainer.
Oh, yeah, she would. She probably did in both of our classes. Because she would, and it wouldn't necessarily be, like, pulling them aside, but it would be, like, after class, she would approach people, and, like, I would hear her giving them advice, and I know Jesse was one of them, but Jesse would kind of just, like, smile and nod, and just like Jesse does.
Well, okay, so now, you did it once or twice, now she's starting to infringe, and what she doesn't understand, people are coming to me. She probably said, oh, don't tell Eric, but, and she's probably, I imagine she's saying she's going to do it for cheaper, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Come to my classes. And I think part of her thinks she's better than me at this. I don't know how the fuck she can think that. But anyway, then I started getting people from Facebook saying, oh, she's private messaging me. Okay, now you're crossing the fucking line.
Yeah.
And what I did with my friend once, a friend of mine has a girlfriend. I purposely just picked a dog, a puppy off the internet that kind of looked like Sharky.
Yeah.
I did that on purpose because I'm not dumb. And I got her on my page. She was never on the page before. And she put the picture of the puppy. It was a picture I just stole off the internet. Yeah. Said, hi, thanks for the fact. You know, people say, thanks for the ad. Yeah. Thanks for the ad to this group. I've been following this group around. And I'm looking for a dog trainer for my new puppy. Here he is. He's a little too young yet. He's only 8 weeks. I just got him home. But I'm looking for training in the next month or so. Yeah. And it was fucking bait.
Yeah.
And she reached out for the bait within a fucking hour. She had private messaged her and said, that your dog looks so much like my puppy, and I'm blah, blah, blah. If you ever need help with the dog, give me a call. I train dogs.
Yeah.
I even let that one go. And she hadn't really started her social media too much by this. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy, I know, I'm not worried about it. Like she could, like, put a fucking sandwich board out front. Like, the people that are picketing, she could stand there all day. Nobody's going to come to her over me. So I was just kind of letting this stuff go. And I'm on it. I don't think I was actually following her Instagram, but it pops up once in a while.
Yeah.
Then I'm seeing her Instagram once in a while, and I'm seeing some pictures come up. And they were stolen from us.
Yeah.
Your dog is in most of the pictures.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was the advanced classes, the stuff we do in public. And even then, I was kind of like, well, her dog is in the picture. Sure, there's 15 fucking dogs, and your dog's in the picture. I guess it's okay that you put it up, but it's almost like she's insinuating. Is that the word I'm looking for? That it's her training when it's not her training. It's pictures of my school, my dogs, my groups, not her groups. She was actually a client in those groups. She's not the trainer. She had nothing to do with training.
There's videos where you've got 6 or 7 of your trainer / apprentice's dogs in those videos.
Well,
plus here, Nico.
Here's what, well, almost all the pictures have Nico in it. Because Nico was usually beside her dog. She couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then I saw the videos, and that's when I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I don't have it anymore because I banned her. So she was even putting things like, it's very, like, underneath the video. It's very important to get your dog trained in a distracted area. What the, like, she's making it look like it's hers. And then the one video where I just said, okay, that's it. I got to either, like, either set her up again and make sure, like, I always give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Once you're going after my clients, you're fucked now. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, fuck off. You're that's totally unethical.
Yeah.
If she would have came to me and said, Eric, I'm opening up my own dog training page. I'm doing social media first. My dog's in a lot of these pictures. You mind if I put him on? I would say, yeah, go ahead. Fuck, put him on.
Yeah.
I think what she's mistaken is a lot of people know us. They know it's all over my social media. My social media has fucking 12,000 people now.
Yeah.
So the people in the city know our dogs. They see us out. We're popular. I would have said fine. But then when she started putting up the videos, and then the one video really pissed me off. It was the one in Oakville.
Yeah.
Where I think I either had a ball or the toy car or both. The video is my video. It's on my social media, and I'm in that video, and I'm wearing a Beyond the Leash shirt.
Yeah.
And I got the remote control car or the ball, but Nico was on the end. Nico and me have been edited, like she cropped the video.
Yeah.
And put it on her own fucking page.
Yeah.
So if you guys see Beauty and Her Beast and go on her Instagram, she's got one or two, page of, like, the one day she rented a gymnasium. She doesn't have a school. But the rest of it is fucking Beyond the Leash.
Yeah.
It's Beyond the Leash pictures. It's Beyond the Leash groups. It's Beyond the Leash events. The winery tour. She's got a bunch from there. And the videos were stolen right from my training page. Yeah. Stolen.
Yeah.
Like, even when, like, Lee's got stuff on her page from the Sunday nights when she's training.
Yeah.
And some of the little things that she does are things that I never even thought of. She came up with her own. Like, going through the, you know, I don't know, like, when she does the holiday things.
The Halloween stuff.
The Halloween, really cool. And they had ghosts that were shaking and going, boo! And she, but that, who cares?
Yeah.
She's allowed to do that, because at least that's her training.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Beauty and Her Beast. Fuck the fuck off.
Yeah.
So the final straw, I'm already thinking, I got to get her out of here.
Yeah.
I got to.
Yeah.
I got to get her out of here. because she's had enough. And the final straw was an ex-client of mine that just signed up with me. Actually, I think she's here tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think she's here tonight. It's a first day with dogs. She called me and she brought it. She had a dog for me that's passed away from like 10 back at the school upstairs.
Yeah.
Like 14, 15 years ago. Yeah. She brought her for the first time I saw her. She brought another dog to me. She did pretty good. Not the greatest she could do, but I think she had some health problems at the time or something, whatever. Doesn't matter. And then the dog, after they left, has developed some aggression from, she said, from the dog park.
Yeah.
And she put up, oh, I need some help, blah, 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 blah. What do I do here? And right away, I just went in and said, okay, well, you shouldn't have went to the dog park. Not all good dog, not all dogs do well at the dog park. So that was probably your first mistake. And I gave her a and I said, really, assessing it over a paragraph on social media is no good. I have to see the dog. You have to show me videos. I have to see something.
Yeah.
And then right away, she texted. Oh, and she was even talking like a dog trainer on my fucking social media, my Facebook group. Oh, this is very common. And just the wording she was using, it wasn't like a client saying, oh, my dog does that too. Here's what fixed it. She was talking in terms of a dog trainer that's a professional on my page.
Yeah.
On my page. And she even said something in there like, oh, if you need help, I'm really good at fixing aggression. How are you good at fixing it? Sharky was never aggressive.
No.
What dog with aggressive have you fucking worked with? I've never seen you work with a dog with aggression.
No.
I don't even see any aggression work on her page.
Yeah.
She's got one page, one dog where the dog comes in a field and she doesn't even finish it off with a sit.
Yeah.
I guarantee you the dog didn't sit. And then she's got a bunch of the woman she brought with her.
Yeah.
She's now training that dog like it's her. I did all the fucking training.
Yeah.
You didn't do the training. I did the training. So I waited. And I knew she was going to reach out to this woman. I already knew.
Yeah.
And I was going to reach out to the woman and say, hey, tell me if that woman reaches out to you.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Right away, the woman that posted said, hey, it might be a good idea. Oh, yeah, because I reached out to her and I said, you know what? You should come in. One of my trainers will work with you or join the class again. And we'll strictly, you already know the obedience, we'll strictly work on the aggression stuff.
Yeah.
And she reached out to me. I have it on a video. I have the screenshot. Yeah. She's like, you really should. That woman, the beauty and her beast, she said her name. I'm not going to say her name. Maybe you should think about banning her because she went after me right away. And she showed me what she said.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, if you want me to help you train, I'm really good in aggression, blah, 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 blah. And this is where this was the last straw. As soon as I heard this, I deleted her.
Yeah.
Deleted, blocked, fuck off.
Yeah.
And the woman said to her, I don't know, this is going to be not quoted, but from what I remember, it was something like, oh, I don't need your training. I don't need you to train because I've already agreed I'm going to go with Eric, blah, 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 blah. There was something else that was said. I'm trying to remember. She said to her, if you want, I can probably fix this. I'm really good with aggression. I've been working, blah, 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 blah. And that's when the woman said, no, I don't need your... She screenshotted me the conversation.
Yeah.
She screenshotted. I don't need you. I'm working with Eric and his trainers. I've already agreed. I've already signed up for his classes.
Yeah.
And she almost got mad. And she said, oh, what kind of qualifications do they have, though? And here's the kicker. She said, I belong to the IACP. I've belonged to the IACP for fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
20 fucking years. And what, I don't know if, did you ever get your IACP?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So she goes, what kind of qualifications I have? I know Kat belongs to the IACP. I'm pretty sure Steph did. I know, I just found out you did.
Yeah.
But what she doesn't know is she and you, because you got to be in the group for 5 years to be a professional member. You're probably 2.5 years into it.
Something like that.
What you become, there's three different qualifications. I think you're an associate member. Affiliate member is like groomers. Anybody can be an affiliate member. You have to be some kind of dog trainer, but under 5 years, you're an associate member. Once you hit the 5-year mark, you're allowed to be the professional member. She's an associate member. I'm a professional member.
Yeah.
And all of my trainers have that, but that shit's bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you got any qualifications. And then she said, she's almost saying like she's better than me in the text to her. She goes, I'm so experienced training with aggressive dogs. I'll fix it in one session guaranteed.
Yeah.
Any dog trainer that hasn't seen the dog yet and says, I'll fix it in one session guaranteed is a fucking idiot, lying motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, that's just trying to steal business and lying.
Yeah.
And then here's the kicker. She said, I've been training dogs. How old is that girl? 32?
She's either the same age as me or a year older. I will be 34 in September.
So 32, 33, 34, in and around there. In her text to this woman, she said, I've been training dogs and horses for over 20 years. So you've been training dogs professionally since you were 11?
Yeah.
Is that what you've been doing? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And here's what I said. If you've been training dogs and horses for 20 fucking years, and this is the thing, she knows it's a deregulated industry. Yeah. She can say that. She doesn't need qualification.
Yeah.
She has none. She might have some riding experience. I don't think she trained horses, but she's definitely haven't trained dogs. I think when she originally signed up with her dog, she's trying to dog walk and dog sit. That's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You signed up with me. I have videos. I have pictures. I have your diploma. I have your sign up. If I go into my thing, I could bring up her database of when she signed up with me.
Yeah.
If you had 20 years experience training dogs,
yeah.
Why the fuck would you bring a puppy to me 2 years ago to train?
Yeah.
You have zero fucking experience.
Yeah.
Again, you're an actionable apprentice.
Yeah.
Again, you took a little bit of time off because of the pregnancy. Yeah. But if you want help, I want to help you. I want you to do good. I want you to be the best dog trainer in Etobicoke.
Yeah.
I want you to get a really good business. But even if, forget even the clients that have been here a long time. Even if Aries' dad decided that, hey, I think I could do this for a living. By all means, go ahead. Take what you learned from me and go do that for a living if you think that's good enough. But don't use my videos.
No.
Don't go after my fucking clients that I've worked for 25 years to build. Don't be on my social media just so you can private message the clients and thinking I'm going to know. I'm not going to say her name for sure, but my ex, I got a story about my ex.
Yeah.
I met her 9 years ago training her dog at that building over there.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she had the dog Jax, and she trained him really well. She did a good job with him. We trained him. And then she got a second dog 2 or 3 years later.
Yeah.
And she literally said to me, she goes, you know what? After I got the set, because her second dog was a shit show.
Yeah.
She had to come to me when it was too late.
Yeah.
She goes, you know what? After just taking your classes and going to the intermediate class, she said it in a joking manner. She said, I thought I was basically a dog trainer.
Yeah.
No, you're fucking not. Yeah. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
How much hands-on do you need to train classes to get good at this?
So much.
How many private lessons do you have to do before you were good at training a group class?
A lot.
And I imagine that you did group classes consecutively.
Yeah.
As soon as you had one over on your Thursday days, I gave you another one right away, as soon as it graduated,
because
it was a very busy time back then. I bet you each time you had a class, you got a little better.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you this right now. I know you will agree to this because I went through this too. The good classes probably made you feel good, but you didn't learn from the good classes.
No.
Which what did you learn from?
From the shitty classes.
The shitty hard classes.
Yeah.
And we don't mean maybe hard dogs a little bit, but the owners that aren't doing the work.
Yeah.
You had to figure out how to get them on board. How to talk to them in a manner that's A, gonna maybe not piss them enough off to quit, but piss them off enough that they're gonna actually start doing the work.
Yeah.
And some people need a gentle. I remember you were doing private lessons when you were like the main person doing the private lessons.
Yeah.
You would have sometimes you would have your class at noon on a Thursday. You would have two private lessons come in before the noon class at 11 and 11:30. And then you would have another one or two after your 12. And you were doing that on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It takes, even Jesse said, I thought I was pretty good at this until I started doing it here.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of fucking experience.
Oh, yeah.
You got to fuck up a lot of times.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're trying to tell people you've been training dogs for, when I know goddamn well she hasn't trained dogs for 20 years.
No.
I bet you. She's got a few boyfriends or whatever, friends of hers that she did their dogs. She brought one to the movie night.
Yeah.
She brought a guy and she trained that dog. There was three dogs she brought here on Santa Claus night.
Yeah.
She's trained a handful of dogs. But as far as people that called her out of the blue to train her dog, I bet you it's less than 20.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have 12 tonight in another hour.
Yeah.
I had well, we had a seminar yesterday. I had about 50 or 60 yesterday alone.
Yeah.
In four different groups, I had 50 or 60.
Yeah.
I had another 50 or 60 on Saturday.
Yeah.
I've been doing this as a full-time gig for about 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing it as a part-time gig for another 10, 15 years before that.
Yeah.
So you can't just wing this.
No.
And a lot of people were at me, oh, I can't, even when I was letting it go a little bit, when I knew what was going on, I'm like, she's going to find out real quick. Anybody that fakes it like that is going to get, they're going to get called out and they're going to get found out real quick.
Well, because I know, I don't think the video is up anymore, but I know Kat was pissed because there was one video that was very early on that had both me and Kat teaching an intermediate class, and we're both wearing our Beyond the Leash shirts. It's me and Kat teaching.
Made it look. That's probably why she took it down, because she was probably right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And she was trying to build up her social media, and she probably took it down because of the Beyond the Leash shirts.
Yeah.
If you didn't have Beyond the Leash shirts down, she probably could still have that on. That's why she cropped me out of the video.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're trying, like I said, if anybody wanted to do this without the apprenticeship, all the power to you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't steal my clients. Don't use my videos. And then this is what I just found out. I guess she started a website.
Yeah.
And the website is beautyandherbeasts.ca.
Yeah.
First picture is her hugging a dog, but you know where that is? Do you know where that is?
That's
the taco place.
Yeah.
I might have took that picture.
Yeah.
But still, it's a picture of her and a dog. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
You scroll down. The very first picture, you guys can welcome to go on this, beautyandherbeasts.ca, just so we all know I'm not lying. The very first picture is a group of dogs. I don't even think her dog's in that one. Is her dog even in that fucking pic? Are you on the website?
On the website, yeah.
The first picture is Zoe. Looks like Maya, and I don't know, there looks like a German Shepherd between that. It looks like her dog's nose, maybe. And that looks like Nico there. The very first picture on the homepage when you scroll down on our website. It says, making dogs even better. Schedule assessment. Do you see that one?
I don't see that one there.
Like, as soon as you open up Beauty and Her Beast, Canine Training and Etiquette. Oh, wait. I think I screwed up. I went on the wrong page.
Oh, that's the...
It's the homepage. Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. that's...
I was on a different page because it's that picture, but it's cropped. But even that picture, on the homepage, the very first fucking picture you see that says welcome. I was on a different page. Yeah. I didn't know.
Sharky Maya.
Sharky's the one on the far left. That's her dog. Yeah. But then we got Maya, the German Shepherd Maya. Yeah. Then we got the Rottweiler Maya.
Yeah.
That one's Zoe, who Zoe's been training with me for 9 fucking years. Yeah. This is a 10-year-old dog that's been with me since it was a puppy. That is the focal point of that picture almost.
Yeah.
And then who's the dog beside Zoe?
Nico.
That's fucking my own fucking dog.
Yeah.
This is the very first picture you're going to use, stolen from my Instagram.
Yeah.
Let's scroll down. Services. Picture of her with a horse. See what we got else on this page.
I'm almost certain I know that horse.
Why? Because you rode too, yes?
Yeah, she's rode. She didn't start at the farm that I've been riding at for years. But the farm that she started at, they closed down, and my trainer bought a bunch of their horses because they were really good friends, and so he sold my trainer like a bunch of the horses. And I am, and then their students all mostly went over to my farm.
I think she butters up how much she's been training horses, too.
I am riding
a little bit.
I am 99.9% sure that I know that horse.
Hmm. Probably making it like she trained the horse and she didn't train the horse. Some other trainer trained the horse. Yeah. And then, so if you go down all the way, she's got these recommendations. And I love these recommendations that have Ira F, John D, Agnes F.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Man, you could have made those up on your own.
Yeah.
Don't believe those ones. And then the very next picture at the bottom where it says schedule assessment, making good dogs even better. It's a picture of us in Port Credit, in front of the Port Credit sign. And again, it's Nico, Maya in the center, her dog's on the right, and that little dog there is Bella, who's been training with me for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So that's The first page, you got three pics. One is my dogs, a picture of my classes. The one is of you and a horse, which has nothing to do with me. And then the bottom picture is a picture from my, stolen from my fucking training. So let's go to the next page. What did I put? Services and pricing. Whatever. Services and pricing. It's the same pick. The one of our class in front of Port Credit. So that's the first one. Second one, it's that picture again. And she actually cropped her own picture out of that one. Her own dog out of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we have five pictures. Four of them are the same. Four of them are my pictures and two of them are the same.
Yeah.
Let's go to a next page. About. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I don't even want to read this because it's going to piss me off. It's going to say all this stuff. Oh, it's she's just using the same pictures over and over.
Yeah.
It's a pretty boring website. There's a picture of her and her dog. It's all my pictures.
Yeah.
She has a picture of her with her chihuahua and a picture of her with a horse, and the rest are stolen from fucking Beyond the Leash.
Yeah.
How stupid is this?
Yeah.
90% of your dog training stuff on your own Instagram is my stuff. My videos, my pictures. Like, everybody go on their page. The 40,000 people that listen to this every week, go on her website, go on her Instagram, which is Beauty and Her Beasts, and you're going to see that it's my stuff stolen from me with me cropped out. That is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Did you know she was at the pet show?
Yeah. Well, I only know because I think Kat told us or someone told us on the trainer page.
You know what's funny? She had a little it was a very... Remember my booth? My booth was like fucking super booth when I was there. She had a little table.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything. But the thing that made me laugh more than anything is I'm walking up. She's got a prong collar around a balloon on the table. Like you can see it from a mile away. Where do you think she got that from?
Got it from you.
Yeah, of course.
Who stole it from TikTok?
But at least I tell you where I stole it from TikTok. I don't claim it as my own thing.
No, not at all.
What do I say? I go, Eric, when you saw that TikTok video, you're a stupid idiot. Why didn't you think of that?
Yeah.
At least I shout out the trainer that did come up with that. I don't claim it as my own.
Yeah.
So it's just fucking stupid, stupid, stupid. Why are you stealing my shit?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Like, start. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Actually, let's give you got a page still going?
Urban.
I know you took a break there because we had a baby and we were pregnant for 8 9 months.
Yeah.
What's your page?
My company is Urban Paws K9.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're on Facebook, Instagram.
And anything you have on there of mine, I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You came and asked me to use the private room for your uncle.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't. I go, you got a fucking key. You didn't even have to ask me for that.
Well, it was days I was here anyways. It was Sunday afternoon, so I was here anyways.
And I loved when you used to come here on your days off, because if I didn't have an apprentice here and I had a real trainer show up, good, I got help.
Yeah.
It was great. So,
And even on your Facebook page, like when people like will ask questions or whatever, I may respond, but I don't. I respond more as a client with knowledge rather than as an actual trainer. Most of them know that I'm a trainer. Most of them know that I'm like one of your apprentices, but I never want to overstep my bounds, right? If someone says like, oh, this happened to me, and I'll be like, hey, I've had this experience before. This is how I work through it.
First off, she might fool a couple people.
Yeah.
Lying, saying she's been training dogs for 20 years. Yeah. I think most people are smart. If you go on my own personal Facebook, I'm old. I'm bald. I'm 53. You're going to see pictures of me 25 years old training dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see pictures of me with full-on hair. You will see pictures of not just one dog I own trained. Yeah. You're going to see dogs that have passed away in several. You're going to see Minga. Minga was around in the early, mid-2000s I had Minga.
Yeah.
And she passed. Well, I actually lost her because my wife kept her.
Yeah.
But then I had another dog after that. And then that dog passed away. And now I got another dog.
Yeah.
You're going to see pictures of me fat, skinny, this, because I've been doing it for 25 years. There's nothing on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Where's your 25 years of and here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
I did it so long ago. They didn't have cameras with phones when I started.
Yeah.
I actually have VHS tapes of when I was training with David Mann. You know the ones kunk kunk, yeah. And you got to put the video, and you had to you had to keep the videotape and put it in the VCR.
Yeah.
Because phones did, actually back then phones didn't even exist.
Yeah.
We didn't have cell phones. Yeah. But then even when you did have cell phones, none of them had cameras and video cameras on it.
Not at all.
They didn't have it, yeah. But I still have videos and pictures from back then. I got stuff that I've done. I think I got it somewhere. My very first ad I ever put up,
yeah,
and it was Minga and my friends.
I've seen
the
it.
Baby,
yeah.
And it's from a newspaper, and it says 2002 or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah,
because it was on a page of a newspaper.
Yeah.
So I mean, don't tell people you've been training dogs for 20 years and have two dogs that you trained on your Instagram.
Yeah,
two. There's one that's coming, doesn't even finish the recall, and there's her stupid gymnasium that, yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
I think I've put up a couple private lessons, like I've done some privates with Renata, because she'll occasionally approach me, yeah, or yep, Lee or yep, whoever, yep. For whatever, especially
she needed some side help, yeah. And I was probably too busy, yeah. To do it.
And especially in the winter time, right?
Yep.
So I'll do stuff like that. Like, I've never, you did, there was,
but you, yeah. Even went and said, yeah, yeah, you're my fucking apprentice, yeah. Of course, go ahead.
And same with, like, I've done a couple e-callers, because yeah, they missed the seminar or whatever, right? So, and it was always, like, I cleared it with you first.
Well, then, that's yeah. Ethical.
Yeah.
That's ethical. I mean, to me, you didn't even need to use the private room. You didn't ask me to because it was your own client, not from here. You said, you mind if I use the room?
Yeah.
I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
As long as nobody else is using it. Yeah. Nobody from here needs it. You can use it anytime.
Yeah.
You got a key. So that was pretty stupid of her. So yeah. Everybody go on there. Whatever. I just think it was ridiculous. I let it go and let it go. And everybody was looking at me like, I'm stupid. I wasn't stupid. Yeah. I set up some tricks. I set up some things for her to take the bait.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for doing this. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I actually like the video I have on where I show you the photos. Yeah. I show you the videos. I did that little sprint scan thing. So if you want to look at the actual video that talks about this and see the actual, yeah, I got screenshots of the actual conversation she had trying to steal my clients.
Yeah.
Don't fucking steal my clients. Fuck off. I was the same with Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, actually, one more thing before we go, because it's already gone long. Dave had a mother-daughter, and they were private lessons, and he fucking hated them. And he gave them to me, kind of like when I have a struggling one I don't want to deal with, I'm going to give it to Justin right now.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me, and they actually said to me, because Dave was pissing them off.
Yeah.
So he would piss them off. He didn't want them. They weren't easy clients.
Yeah.
And when I opened my school, they came and said, we like you better than Dave. Dave's an asshole. And now I realize that Dave was an asshole on purpose because they weren't doing the work.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
And I went to Dave right away. I said, remember that wife and daughter? They just called me. I called them up. I said, they just called me and asked for my to come to my school. I said, I wouldn't take you as a client until I, because they went to him first.
Yeah.
And he said, no, take those two fucking bitches. I don't want them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You clear it with people. You don't steal their shit. You don't steal their clients. You don't steal their videos and make it look like it's your own.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. Okay, so we always finish this podcast with this little calendar that we always do. Little interesting facts and tidbits. This one here. I don't even know how to say this. Shayla Phillips. I think it's Shayla Phillips with a C-H. And Shayla would be so with an SH. Shayla Phillips, a resident of Nassau, Bahamas, rescued 97 dogs ahead of Hurricane Dorian by putting them in her own personal home.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's pretty commendable.
Yeah.
97 dogs in a hurricane. I imagine these dogs, people fled and just left the dogs there on the street.
Well, it's also, it's Bahamas.
I don't remember Hurricane Dorian. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that one, but
it doesn't have a date here.
I know Bahamas has a lot of stray dogs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stray dogs, yeah.
Well, there's lots of street dogs in Mexico, Bahamas, Dominican. It's very popular for the dogs to just roam the streets and not have a home.
Bahamas, and they actually have a name for them. They're called potcakes.
What? What kind of home do you have that fits 97 dogs? I don't think I could fit 97 dogs back there. That would be some big space.
Yeah.
And that'd be a lot of poop and pleep cleaning up. So Shayla Phillips, hats off to you for doing that for the dogs on Hurricane Dorian. Okay, thanks for doing this, Nerys. Nice to have you back in your chair. Maybe you can come back more and we can do some, we're supposed to do one with your vet one of these days, yeah?
Yeah, I keep trying to get him. He's a busy guy, though.
Yeah. It's nice to have vets because then I'm not the expert. I like when I'm not the expert. We talk about things that I don't know anything about. All right, thanks for doing this, Nerys. Nice to have you back in your chair.
Yep.
go on her Instagram, because now that she's done her pregnancy, she'll probably be working again. Took some time off. What is it again?
Urban Paws Canine.
Urban Paws Canine. See what I mean? Yeah. I want to push her. I don't want to push Beauty and her fucking beast. What a stupid name.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks she's hot. Like, who would do that? Like, that would be like me calling my school Handsome Eric and Nico. Would you come to Handsome Eric and Nico? First time, I'm not handsome. Well, whatever. Okay, thanks for coming out, Nerace. We will see you all next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.